All different types of chayim behemis were carved out in his clothing. Who nimsel nimrod? That was given. He gave it over to Nimrod. Came yomer kenigrod gibbutz tzayin. So like Nimrod was a gibbutz tzayin. He was a good hunter. He had his clothing that had all the animals on it. The Esav hargo, or Esav killed Nimrod. Venotlan took it away from Nimrod. So think of how Yitzchay. That's why Esav was also in Yitzchay. The ancient cost of them hachamuda sasharata bebayis. He had the very good clothing. In other words, Esav had other Mauritius clothing. That's one shot. Vanisha Matiracha says, the God of Shalodim Rishon, Hainu Ksoinus Or, Shoyaloi. It means he had a Ksoinus Or, he had a made out of skin. Ksoinus Or, that's what he had. Right. Turn around. Shiva Dvorim, Mechusim, Nayodim are hidden from people. Elohim, Yoyna Misa, nobody knows when he's going to die. That's hidden from you. Yoyna Nechama, you don't know when you're going to have your Nechama. Rashi, Shekolodim, Mosa, Yisnachim, Midagosim. If you have worries, problems, you don't know when your problems will go away. People don't know when the good times will come. That's what Rashi says. Hidim Rashi says, people don't know when Mashiach will come. Yoyna Kadin, we don't know how strong it is, the Yoyna Kadin that Hashem gives lots of love. Rashi says, Yoyna Kadin, Haroiv Toyim Boy. The people make mistake in it. Yoyna Din us, and also Yoyna Din that Hashem will give us. We don't know how chomer that will be. V'yenodim Yodeyim Ha'bliv Shechaveroi. You don't know what's in your friend's heart. You don't know what he's thinking about. Because the people know, because the people would know what the other person is thinking about, there'll be a bad life. You know what he's thinking about. You'll be able to chapmais everything. In business, what he wants to do, you chapmais one the other. So that's how chesed Hashem made, we don't know what's in the other person's heart. A person doesn't know with what he's going to do his business with, how he's going to make a good livelihood from. And we don't know Malchus the David when Mashiach will come. Mosai Tachzor, when he'll come back again. Umalchus Chayeves Mosai Tichla. And when would the Malchus Rashi reign? Shakosaboy Gvul Risho, Risho Hanul Chayeves. We don't know when the Malchus of Reim will end. These things we don't know. Tana Rabbonin. Gimel Dvorim, Olu B'machshav Liborois. The three things the Chodesh Baruch Hu had in Machshav in mind to create. The Imlo Yolo Dinu Shialo. And even if he didn't think about creating it, he for sure had to create it, and his world can't exist without these things. One thing is Allah Meshiach Sriach. And when a person dies, the body is Masriach, gets disintegrated. That's also a good thing. Rashi says, Olo Machshavin is Kaim, Mataki, he did it. The Imlo Yolo Dinu Shialo. The Imlo Kainu Hoyodim is Kaim. People can't live unless these three things took place. So Yasriach, that the body should disintegrate. If not for that, if the body would always stay the same way, the Kerevim wouldn't want to bury him, but rather keep him. They'll always have the mace in front of him looking at him, they'll say they have that sorrow of a mace. So Hashem made it that the body gets disintegrated, that you forget about him. That people forget about a mace also. If you wouldn't forget about it, you'll be in sorrow the same way you are, right? B'shas Misa, if you'll stay that way the rest of your life, it'll be terrible. So Hashem made a chesed that we forget about things. You'll forget about the mace. Usually it says it takes 12 months, but after 12 months, we forget about it. The alat fua shetirka, and tfuah that gets spoiled. That the tfuah, the wheat, has to get spoiled. The drash shimla kain, hoyabale batim ma'atsrin oisai nevin ravan oilam. The balabatim would store them up like for 5 years, and let everybody starve, and then after 5 years, they'll start selling the wheat for $100 a kernel. So they'll make a good business that way. So Hashem made a chesed that wheat rots away. Therefore, they can't afford to store it up for a long time. They have to get rid of it right away. The Eishayim, some say, Alamat Beya Shiyotze. That's found the Indian of currency of money. Goes out as a currency of money, also something that Kosh Baruch created, that's good. The first Shemesh, the Chud is not called the Briya here. This is just out of Metzias, that people have money, and they use the money. The other things are all a Briya, something was created. That you forget about a mace, that a mace happens, that he's Masriach, that the Tfuah gets rotten. The Chud here, just on the Metzias, sorry. That there's such a thing as currency of money. Right. Mishnah says, if the meaning of your place is to do malach on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do. Mokim Shinogu Shtrelasis, if your minig is not to do Malacha, Shtrelasis Malacha, Einoisin. You have to follow the minig of your Mokim. Such a locha like that. If the minig of your place is like that, and you live there, you're part of the place, you have to follow the minig. So you now do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Uvachol Mokim, any place, Talmidei Chachamim Bateilim. A Talmud Chachim should not do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. He should be bottle. And Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, he says, Loilam Yasa Dematzma Talmud Chachim. No matter who you are, even though you're a person that does do Malacha all day, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to act like a Talmud Chachim. And don't think you're like a Bagaivinik. No, you're allowed to say that today I'm not going to do Malacha, I'm going to act like a Talmud Chachim. Shrashib Leimina Nechzmek Yura. We don't say look like a Bagaivinik, like a haughty person. V'yemrotza Levata Rishoy. If you want to, you have a right to be Mevatel. We'll see in the Gemara why. So get to do malacha not to tell him in hogging. Moromar Shmuel, lemaiser lalacha you're telling him in hogging. Some people have the meaning to call part of the upper till chatzayis not to do malacha. As after chatzayis, then you could do the malacha. And some people hold up until chatzayis you don't do malacha. Omar Shmuel, the happy to do business is usually a dov rovid. A dov rovid is something that's over that you lose out if you don't do it. Just like on cholamoy this mutter, who was in a tishuv of also with mutter. So usually they have to do business the same way they do business on Chol HaMoed, they do business on Tisha B'Av also. A Dov Ravid, you lose out if you don't do it, that's also a heter. But if not for that, up until Chatzoy, it's a chur minig is not to do Malacha. That's Omar Shmuel. Malacha means hard work. It doesn't just mean driving a car or lighting a match or putting on the fire. I mean, the easy thing is that's mutter. It means the hard Malacha, start building or doing something that you shouldn't do to left the Chatzoy. Omar Shmuel. Ein Tain Tziva B'Bovel. In Bovel, there's no din tainis tibur. Elo Tisha B'Av, that's Bavad. The only chomedik tainis that we have is only Tisha B'Av. Said Rashi, ein tainis tibur b'Bovel. Hoyo v'yein tzrichin l'gishomim. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, there were times they didn't have rain, and they used to have mamish very strict fast days about to have rain. So in Bovel, they didn't always had rain, they didn't have to have these strict fast days. In Goyisim al-Dover Achar, if they made it there for some other reason in Bovel, even though there's a time to fast in Bovel, it doesn't have the chumra of a tiny sibur. What does that mean? Lechem abay drain. A tiny sibur, you have to start fasting from the beginning of the night. In other words, you have to eat only the day before, like Yom Kippur, and you have to stop eating when it comes nighttime. So tiny sibur has the same halacha. But in Bovel, we don't have these chumras, only Tisha B'Av. Like we do. Tisha B'Av, we don't eat even the nighttime. For less than the malacha, Rashi knows even if there's a malacha. The shal chumri amur misham. The other chumris you have on a tiny sibur in Bovel or Bizman is there. We don't have those chumris, only on Tisha B'Av. So Tzapta is the kasha. First, the coach is lechel mevay join. For less than the malacha, the shal chumri amur misham. Yim taima. Tisha B'Av heavy, me having a tiny sibur, less than the malacha. The chumris is saying that Tisha B'Av is like a tiny sibur. I, a tiny sibur, is also the malacha. And our Mishnah says it's only in the minig. That if the meaning of your place is to do malacha, you are allowed to do malacha. So how could Shmuel say that Tisha B'Av has the chumra of tainis tibur? But he says, "Yeshlei malachim kamen." And tainis tibur b'bavu lafilu b'malchum shlei no gulasas malacha. That even the place where the meaning is not to do malacha, Tisha B'Av is the only place that has such a meaning that you don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. This tainis that has the din like the tainis tibur, but all of the tainis is amuter. So the Gemara, Lameimer, you want to tell me the Sava Shmuel Tisha B'Av Veinash Moshe Shloyoser, that if you tell me Tisha B'Av has the Chomer, the strictness of a regular Taina Sibur, so Taina Sibur you can't eat at night, and you have to start eating, you have to stop even Veinash Moshe. So Tisha B'Av should have the same halacha, that Veinash Moshe right after Shkia, already you have to stop eating on Erev Tisha B'Av. For the Gemara Spira, the Yomar Shmuel himself said, Tisha B'Av Veinash Moshe Shloy Mutter. Shmuel Shita is no, even though at night time, Vade night, you're not allowed to eat, but you know, Ben Ashmoshes, you're allowed to eat. That's what Shmuel holds. So, Metasira, how could Shmuel say Taina Sibur? Tisha B'Av is like a Taina Sibur, a Taina Sibur, you can't eat Ben Ashmoshes. And here Shmuel says, Tisha B'Av, you could eat Ben Ashmoshes. Ben Ashmoshes means, like after Shkia, until it's Vade Tetachovim, we have a suffix when it's called nighttime or not. And the suffix also you can't. The Chitaina, maybe you want to tell me. Ksava Shmuel Tei Shmuel holds Kol Taina Sibur Veina Shmosha Shalai Mutter. Maybe Shmuel holds all Taina Sibur also the same thing, that Veina Shmosha Tak with Mutter. Shredding Marvi Anam Tanam, we don't have like that. Oichlin V'shoishim V'jain. On a Taina Sibur you're allowed to eat and drink when it's still daytime. That is the day before the Taina starts. the chulamute mine. What does it mean to tell us not? Mashm, only by day you could. What does that mean? Lafuke not. Lav lamute ben ashmashet. The chur, it means after shkiyon, when we have a suffix, if it's nighttime or not, during that time in Alarit. So you see a tiny sibu in Alarit. So how could Shmuel say, Yom Tishabov is like a tiny sibu? If Shmuel holds Tishabov, you'll Arit ben ashmashet. So Mar says, light. Maybe it only means to say you're allowed to eat when it's day, when it comes vaday nighttime on a tiny sieve, you're not allowed to eat. And that's all. But ben ashmosh, maybe it's mutu. So therefore it's good, Shmuel says, Tisha B'Av is like a tiny sieve, that both of them are mutu ben ashmoshes. For the more name of Messiah, I'll bring you right now to this. Ain ben Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, there's no difference between Tisha B'Av, the fast of Tisha B'Av, and the fast of Yom Kippur, Elisha Zeh Sveiko Yosser, that this suffix chur means bein hashmoshes of Yom Kippur is usher. You have to stop eating before. The zeh sveike mutter. Mashenken on Tisha B'Av, a suffix is mutter. The chur of my sveike. What does it mean you're a suffix if you're in doubt or not? You're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? My sveike mutter. La bein hashmoshes. The chur means that bein hashmoshes, the time where we're in doubt, if it's nighttime or not, that on Tisha B'Av you are allowed to eat, but Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. So this will be a riot to Shmuel, that Tisha B'Av you'll not eat ben Hashmoshes. He says here to Kasha, that by Yom Kippur, what do you mean to tell me the ben Hashmoshes is also, for afilu v'ada yom also, the place of Yom Kippur derisam. On Yom Kippur, you have to stop eating even when it's v'ada yom. Before Shkia, you have to stop eating. Because on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah, taste of Yom Kippur. You have to eat on to Yom Kippur. But here is the Nakan Sveikh Lashmina, the Tisha B'Av, has to Sveikh the Mutter. It's not the truth. Avada on Yom Kippur, you have to stop eating even when it's Vada Yom, even before the Ben Hashmosh started. It just tells you Ben Hashmosh is also to tell us that this man Yom holds Tisha B'Av, it's Mutter Ben Hashmosh. So we want to bring a Raya. The Mar says, I'll tell you, Loi. Kli Yomer Ashish Shabred Ravidi, Lekfi of the Archa. A Sufik means is you have a Sufik, which day is Yom Kippur? Or you have a suffix, which day is Tisha B'Av? We don't know when Beis Din made the Rosh Chodesh. Is such a thing, if you have a suffix when Yom Kippur is, you have to be nearly 2 days Yom Kippur. If you have a suffix when Tisha B'Av is, you don't have to keep 2 days. But maybe Avada Tisha B'Av, even the suffix, Ben Hashmoshes is also. And the Marahochi Namel, the Kriya Diachar. Here also is Megayal, if somebody has a suffix, when is Tisha B'Av? Or somebody has a suffix, when is Yom Kippur? Not the suffix where you live in Chutz Lawrence. But Stam, you're in the Midbar, or you don't bechlal know when Yom Kippur is, you have a suffix, you lost count. You have a suffix when Yom Kippur is it today or tomorrow? So about the Chumrah and the Raisa, suffix the Raisa, you have to go to Chumrah, and you have to keep 2 days. Ma'ashen came for Tisha B'Av, since it's only with the Rabbanan, you only have to keep 1 day. Like Tosha says, the Tzvi of the Yachad, he says, Ein Lafash going to be Bnei Bovim, Shein Yoidim, you can't say just means somebody Chutz Loris. But that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, Deinoisim Eloyei Mechud, Yom Kippur, the Rabbanan weren't Machai with the first 2 days. But that's the question. We always keep 2 days Yom Tiv. How come Yom Kippur you only keep 1 day? So Gemara Rosh Hashanah says we are born and word matriachos to fast 2 days in a row. Therefore, we always have Yom Kippur only 1 day. So what does it mean here? A suffix? Halachi Purushay. Sveikli Yosem Yidim Esafik Afilu Be'er Tisrael. Mosi Hukva Achodesh Goyin Shemala Be'Midbar. Somebody even there at Tisrael, but he was walking in the Midbar and the Pasha didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. When was Rosh Hashanah? So for him, he has a suffix. What it is he has to keep 2 days. Kedin kol srekas diraisam. Diazvinu luchumra. Like any suffix diraisam, you go luchumra. That's why here, for Yom Kippur, you have to keep 2 days. That's your diraisam. Mashrek, if somebody has a suffix, when Tisha B'Av is, you only have to keep 1 day. So, kids, this will not be a riot to Shmuel. It could be that in a suffix, Ben Hashmoshes, maybe Tisha B'Av is also. And here's some that you have a suffix with how when the day is. You know? Doris, this is what the Shmuel holds. But Allah, we hold like Rava. Doris, Rava Darshan. Ubarais, a pregnant lady. Omanikais, an Isha that's after she gave birth and she's nursing. Misanais, they have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Umashlimais. And they have to finish the fasting also, boy. The same way you fast on Yom Kippur, that's Midiraisa, the same way they're supposed to fast on Tisha B'Av also. You don't have the Kula, or Muberis, and the Manika should not fast on Tisha B'Av. This is the Chom of the Katainas they have to fast. On the other three Tainases, if they can't make it, they can eat. But the Tisha B'Av is supposed to eat. unless it's a Koras Nefoshes. Right, to Bein HaShmoshe Shelo Yoser. That's the halacha. That Bein HaShmoshe on Tisha B'Av also would not let eat. Avada, we have to stop eating Tisha B'Av before Shkia. You can't wait to eat after Shkia because then it's already Sufik, Bein HaShmoshe. V'chein Noam Mishmeret, the Rabbi Yechon, the same name of Rabbi Yechon also like that. That Avada, Bein HaShmoshe of Tisha B'Av, it's also to eat. For the Gemara Miyam, Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechon has said even as Bein HaShmoshe is also, for Yom Rabbi Yechonon, Tisha B'Av ain't a Ketayna Sibur. Tisha B'Av, he said, is not like a regular Tayna Sibur. My love, didn't Rabbi Yechon mean to say, let the Bein HaShmoshe, to tell them that the Chumrah, that Bein HaShmoshe, if you have in doubt when the night starts, for regular Tayna Sibur, when they used to fast, for rain to come, they had to be Machma not to eat then, but Nasha for Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to eat Bein HaShmoshe. I'll tell you more, loy le melocha, means to do melocha. The what that on Tayna Sibur you can't do melocha, but on Tisha B'Av here you're allowed to do melocha. But Avada or Bein HaShmoshe, you're not allowed to eat even on Tisha B'Av. More Tanina, Mokim Shinogu Lassas Melocha B'Tisha B'Av Oysin. Now Mishnah. O Mokim Shinogu Shvei Lassas Sein Oysin. A place where the minig is not to do melocha, you shouldn't do melocha on Tisha B'Av. V'yafidu Rav Shimon Gamliel lo yomer yelo, t'chi yosib, v'lo yovid lemech t'kira. Even as Shimon Gamliel just said, that if somebody sits and doesn't do melocha on Tisha B'Av, he has a right not to do melocha. He doesn't look like a big shot. Avo meisa lo yosir. But nobody asks it. Nobody says it's mamish osim ikir adin to do melacha on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. So what? This is good. This is the Torah says this, that they were saying now that only only tiny sibur, that's what's also to do melacha. But Tisha B'Av takan has no wisdom to do melacha. And even our mishnah that says you shouldn't do it, it's only because of the minig. They're not mikir adin. Mikra Adin, you're allowed to do Malach on Tisha B'Av. So tomorrow, Elo Mai Eni Ketayna Sibur, what does it mean that's not like a Ketayna Sibur? Did Kashmir, did Tanina, this we learned off in the Mishnah. What do you have to tell me that Tisha B'Av is not like a Ketayna Sibur? If it only means for Malacha, that's on off in the Mishnah. Hey, so our Mishnah says there's no Issa Malach on Tisha B'Av. Our Mishnah says there's only a minute. But Mashmah, not because of a minute, will be Mutter. So what do you have to tell me that Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny sibur for Malacha? Chita! That's not for the Mishnah like that. Ella the Gemara says, what does it mean to say that Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny sibur? Ella my ain't a tiny sibur, let's feel it. Let's feel it's nila. That means you don't have to daven a fourth tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Let's feel it's nila. Mashenker on a regular tiny sibur, when they used to fast in Eretz Yisrael for Geshama, for rain, there used to be a tefillah nila. But on Yom Kippur, you don't have to daven a tefillah nila. For the Gemara of Omri Rabbi Yechon Shita is, in Drochis, Ulevai Shiespa Lodom Voila Koloyon Kulay. Rabbi Yechon says that any time you have in doubt whether you daven Shimon Esri or not, the law is you should daven over again. Because as a clown, Halavai, your person should daven all day long. Now there's nothing wrong by davening extra tefillah according to Rabbi Yechon. So who the kasher is, if you tell me now that a regular tiny seabird, there is an Indian to daven a fourth tefillah of Nila. You daven a fourth tefillah of Nila on every tiny seabird. So why isn't there such a din to daven that tefillah on Tisha B'Av also? Since Tisha B'Av is a gezunta tainis, it's something like a tainis sibur, in Svara you should have to daven tefillah nila in Tisha B'Av also. So how can Rabbi Yechon says no? Like how can you say Rabbi Yechon is saying that Tisha B'Av is different because of tefillah nila? Why not? You should have to daven according to Rabbi Yechon. Have the Gemara, Ha'osam Chayva. On a tainis sibur, you mechuyiv, you have to daven tefillah nila. Ha'ocha Rishus, Avad, according to Rabbi Yechon, if you want to, you could daven a tefillah nila. But just saying, you don't have the chiyuv to daven tefillah nila. The chiyuv is only to daven regular three tefillahs. Nila is only rishus. V'boi Yisrael, another teretz is, my enik a tiny sibur. What do you mean, Tisha B'Av is not like a regular tiny sibur? Li'atzrim v'yaborim. There are 24. On a regular tiny sibur, when they used to fast in Eretz Yisrael for rain, they used to have 24 brachas in the Shimon Esrei. They added another 6 brachas, l'shem the tiniest for the Geshamim. So these extra 6 brachas in the Shimon Esrei, that we don't have to say on Tisha B'Av. Rav Papa says, Rav Papa Amar, my ain't a Ketayna Sibur. What does it mean that Tisha B'Av is not like a Chomedik Ketayna Sibur? Means ain't a Kirishoinus, ain't a Kachroinus. It's not like the first ones, only like the last ones. So Rashi says, that Rav Papa Rashi Zoy Mel Yerlam Kirisako Bezchim Yikorah. The Ein Ketayna Sibur, the Yomal Ben Hashmoshes. That's not true. That Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmoshes is Mutter. Come of Lo Tikshu Rabbi Yechonin.
Aber so jetzt ist Rabbi Yechonin, Kemaisa, da hat er kommen, eine Kateine Sibu, le Chumra kommen. He meant to say, es le Chumra, woche kommen. Eine Kesholosh Rishonis. Der Tishbov is not like the other three Tainuses. She Mutter ben Ashmoshes. The other three Tainuses is Mutter ben Ashmoshes. Ma Sheikin, Tishbov tak is Mochomer. That's what he meant to say. Eine Kerishonis. Tishbov is not like the first three Tainuses that we fit. Losh Lassar Sarbatavis, or Tainus Esther. Those days ben Ashmoshes Mutter. Elokach Reinus Viasurim. But Tishbov rather is like a tiny seabird, as Taka Ben Ashmoshes is also. For the more amazement, Ein Ben Tishbov Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Tishbov and Yom Kippur. Ela Shezeh Sveiko Yosem. If you have a suffix when Yom Kippur comes out, or the Abba Minu is now going to be, if you have a suffix when Yom Kippur starts, Ben Ashmoshes, it's awesome. The Zeh Sveiko Mutter. Mashekin on Tishbov, if you have a suffix when Tishbov starts, it's Mutter. My Sveiko Mutter. What does it mean when a suffix is Mutter? Lav Ben Ashmoshes Loi. Doesn't it mean that if you have a suffix when Tishbov starts, after Shkia, before Tetzi Chovim, that it's Mutter Teet? So it's a Sneerot Rav Yechonin. Marno, Amir Ashisha, Bred Ravidi, Loi. Letzriya the Yarchav. Like we said before, if you have a suffix, is today Tishbov or is today Yom Kippur? So if you have a suffix, if today is Yom Kippur or not, you have to go to suffix your rice as the Chumrav. But if you have a suffix, if today is Tishbov, you only have to fast one day, not 2 days. Holochol Dvarim Zeviz Eshovim. Mashenke, for all other things, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur and Yishovim. So, Abad, even though Issa Malach is different, but in the Essen fasting, they have the same halachas. So, Mar Mesad and the Rebbe Loza. The Yom Rebbe Loza. Also, Loi Liyodam Sheyoshit Etzpa B'mayim B'Tisha B'Av. A person is not allowed to put his hand into water, even into cold water on Tisha B'Av, Kederech Sheosa Loishit Etzpa B'Yom Kippurim. The same way it's also to put your hand into any water on Yom Kippur, there's an Isser Rechitza, who had done Yom Kippur also. You're not allowed to put your hands into any water on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. So it's good that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av have the same halachis. Because the Gemara makes the other kashra on you. We have another din that says, Ein Vein Tisha B'Av L'Tayna Sibur. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a regular Tayna Sibur. El Shezeh Osa Basiyas Malacha. That on Tayna Sibur, it's Osa B'Kintu Malacha. V'Zeh Mutta Basiyas Malacha. But on Tisha B'Av, we got to do malacha. The mokim shinogu, in a place that just minig is to do. Holochol divreim, of everything else, zev is zev shoven. That Tisha B'Av has the same malacha as like a regular tiny sibur, where you fast in Eretz Yisrael for rain. Now, what's the malacha of tiny sibur? V'ilu gabe tiny sibur, tintanya, we learned. Kishomru osir v'chitzom. When we said you're not allowed to wash yourself on a tiny sibur, lo yomru elokol gufoy. You're just not allowed to take a shower or a bath on a regular tiny sibur. You can't wash your whole body on a tiny sibur of Eretz Yisrael for rain. I have a pun of yod of rag of light, but just to wash either your face, your hands, or your feet, that's mutter on a tiny sibur. This is the stira. If you tell me Tisha B'Av has the same halachas like a tiny sibur, so how could you say Tisha B'Av has the same halachas like Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, we know you're not allowed to wash your hands at all. And I'm saying now Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av is like a tiny sibur. And a tiny sibur, you are allowed to wash your hands. So it's a stira. What din does Tisha B'Av have? Is Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to wash your hands? Or you're not allowed to wash your hands? And the Gemara, Omer Papa, Tana Kula Kuli Kitani. The Tani is only bringing down all the coolest one after another.